by some political philosophy.
I think that sometimes decision, when you see example, you look at the child, they don't have a problem. And then one day I was living on the French Riviera, then my friend at the beach with a child, and the children still have the liberty to run on the beach naked, not here. So in the point, we still have that freedom, even more on my island. So the child was naked, so he was peeing on the beach. His father say, "Don't pee on the beach." And he say, "Yes, I want to pee on the beach. I have a purity. I want to pee on the beach." So he was happy to do that. So, but he screamed for his right to pee on the beach. So he did. I find the example of when we have to do something we like to do, we do it for ourselves. As long as I don't disturb much people, because the beach is like open, you know, it's not a pee. People do works on the ocean than on the beach anyway, so it's not a pee of a child who's gonna pollute the ocean. So so we have to always look at the side of the child in us and let it go and take it away.
There is no side of a child in you. You are a child.
We are, but you know, man, we forgot that because they have put up, as you said, some limit when you become adult. So we have to take it back. It seems to me, yeah.
So I have a question. Right around the same time I met Bobby, I met this wonderful man who told me that for 32 days in a row to do this practice, he basically put me on a diet of self-love and said that 32 days was very important because then the mind would create a habit. In my experience, that's not what happened, but it did last for a certain amount of time. And then just recently I've noticed that, you know, it's almost as ridiculous as thinking that I'm going to tell Bobby I love him 3 years ago and never show or express or try to tell him ever again. But I mean, was that like a, you know, to take on this idea that I was going to create a new mental habit, is that just another form of like self-sabotage? Or I mean, is it just something that you just, because of the habitual patterns that we've already been raised in, you just have to do it as an exercise for life, or
you have to see with your own eyes that you don't need anybody to tell you to do this or that for 32 days or 32 years. You just have to come to a point of understanding, and you've already come there. You just got done telling us that you've seen with your own understanding how simple it is. Your mind, and you use the right words, you said, "My mind doesn't want to believe it's this simple." But what is that statement? That's saying, I see it's this simple, I understand it's this simple, but my mind, the mental part, doesn't want to accept that it could be true. You can't get a clearer understanding than that. The only next step is to believe it, to know that you're telling yourself the truth. So yeah, there's all kinds of courses you can take and seminars and books and self-help this and try that and 18 ways to this and the 7 principles of that, and that will never end. But it's just about understanding. If understanding is there, it's taken care of, and it's a 2-step process. A, understand, and B, listen to yourself, follow your own understanding. And then you don't need the 7 principles of this and the 18 guideposts of that and what successful people do and what enlightened people do and what happy people do and what everybody does. Then you do what's right for you. What's right is what's natural.
What's natural? I think that oftentimes the self annihilation is sourced by, I mean, you're saying like there's nothing wrong, of course there's things to work on, and you know, I